Lulu is deaf, so we're all going to learn sign language for our choir concert. It'll be fun for all of us.
You can hear with your ears, and you can hear with your heart, too. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Let's get started. How well do you listen when you're at church or Sunday school? Sure, you might have heard what the pastor or teacher said, but are you ready to take action? James, the brother of Jesus, wrote this in James 1:22. He said, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." A doer of the word is someone who hears the Bible and then does what it says. They put words into action. And that's exactly what our story is about today. It's called Deaf Yet Hearing. Our kids' choir is going to sign the words as we sing today, said Talia excitedly. Even Milo will be able to understand them. Milo was a deaf friend. As the choir sang, Talia noticed Milo watching attentively as the kids signed the words to the song. "It was so cool to see Milo listening," she said at lunchtime, "and he watched the interpreter when Pastor Stephen spoke too." That afternoon, Talia's brother Joel asked her to help him with an experiment. She frowned. "No, I'm sick of your experiments." "But I need help with this," Joel said. Talia ignored him. "Please, Talia," he pleaded. "Get away from me," she said crossly, adding some other unkind words. Mom looked at Talia sadly. "You told us how eagerly Milo listened to the choir and to Pastor Stephen this morning. Even though his ears didn't work, he heard the message, but I'm not sure you did." Talia scowled. "I'm not deaf. Of course I heard it." Mom raised her brows. "Well, Pastor Stephen reminded us how God showed us his love by sending Jesus to save us, and that we need to show others his love by building each other up and helping one another. After the service, I saw Milo give the candy he got in Sunday school to his sister, and he held the door open for a woman in a wheelchair. I think his actions showed that he heard the message with his heart, even though he couldn't hear it with his ears. Judging from the way you've been speaking to your brother, I wonder if the message stopped at your ears." Talia was startled. She knew that hearing God's message with her ears was not as important as responding with her heart. I'm sorry, she said. She turned to her brother. "I'll help you, Joel, if you still want me to." "Sure," said Joel. He grinned at her. "I knew this experiment would be a good one. It's done you good already." "Did not," said Talia. "How did it do me any good?" "Because you learned that you need to listen with your heart," Joel said. "So you can thank my experiment for that lesson." Then he smiled and led the way to his room. So what about you? How well do you hear? Does your heart respond to the message God gives you in the Bible and at church? Or do you hear them only with your ears and fail to put them into practice? Don't let what God says to you go in one ear and out the other. Think about it and respond with your heart. Be a doer of God's word. Our key verse is found in James chapter 1, verse 22.
Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.
And our key thought today, hear with your heart.
Hey, Zach, how can getting braces teach me something about the Bible?
Hi, Reagan. Think about why you're getting braces. Because your teeth are not as straight as you want them to be, right? The Bible is kind of like braces. It helps us keep our lives straight. King David wrote about this in Psalm 119:9 when he said, "How can young people keep their lives pure? By obeying your commands." I hope that your braces help you, and I hope that you read your Bible too. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.